Yo, what's good my peeps? Bailey Hart here, your resident self-care guru, or at least that's what my therapist says. Look, let's be real, Gen Z is basically running on caffeine and anxiety, right? We're juggling school, jobs, side hustles, maybe even a relationship, all while trying to keep up with the latest viral trends. It's like we're in a constant state of keep up or get left behind. But here's the thing, you can't pour from an empty cup. And that's where today's episode comes in, how I take breaks and practice self-care during work hours. Because even though it feels like there are a million deadlines and a gazillion notifications vying for your attention, self-care ain't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about strategically weaving little pockets of peace into your day, even when you're knee-deep in work. Ever felt that brain fog creeping in? Like your productivity is nosediving faster than a TikTok trend after 2 days? Yeah, me too. That's your body screaming for a break. But here's the thing, taking breaks isn't just about preventing burnout, it's about boosting your creativity and actually getting more done in the long run. It's like that scene in Spider-Man where he needs to swing away from the danger, recharge, and come back stronger. You're basically swinging through work, fighting off deadlines and emails. You need those moments to reset and strategize. Okay, so how do we actually do this? First things first, ditch the guilt trip. Taking breaks isn't lazy, it's strategic. Think of it as investing in your productivity. You wouldn't skip a leg day at the gym, would you? Same logic applies to your brain. Next up, let's talk about those 5-minute power moves. Seriously, even a few minutes can make a difference. Step away from your screen, take a walk around the block, listen to your favorite song, anything that gets your blood flowing and clears your head. Now, let's get real for a second. You know how sometimes you feel like you're drowning in emails and messages? Like, there are just too many notifications popping up. It's like trying to scroll through TikTok when your Wi-Fi is spotty, it's overwhelming. Here's what I do. Schedule specific times to check emails and messages. It's like setting boundaries with your phone. You can even use those Do Not Disturb features, so you're not constantly bombarded. Trust me, it works wonders for focusing on tasks and staying in the zone. Speaking of focus, have you ever heard of the Pomodoro technique? It's basically this genius system where you work for 25 minutes straight, then take a 5-minute break. Rinse and repeat. It sounds simple, but it actually helps you stay laser-focused and avoid that mid-afternoon slump. Think of it as training your brain to be more efficient, like leveling up in a video game. Alright, let's talk about the elephant in the room, screen time. We all know it's a monster, right? Constantly scrolling through social media, checking those endless feeds, it can seriously mess with your focus and mental energy. So here's my advice. Set some limits. Use those built-in screen time trackers on your phone, or even try apps that block distracting websites during work hours. Remember, you're not missing out, trust me. There will be plenty of memes and TikToks to scroll through later. Okay, picture this. You're knee-deep in a project, deadlines are looming, and your inbox is overflowing like a bathtub after a hurricane. Suddenly, you feel that familiar pressure building, your head starts pounding, and all those creative ideas seem to evaporate faster than an Instagram thirst trap. Sound familiar? That, my friends, is burnout on the horizon. So what do? You remember this podcast, obviously. Take a step back, breathe, and practice some self-care. Whether it's taking a quick walk around the block, listening to your favorite music, or even just closing your eyes for a few minutes of meditation, give yourself that mental reset button. Trust me, it'll help you come back stronger and more focused than ever before. So remember, Gen Z, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Those little pockets of peace throughout the day can make all the difference in your productivity, creativity, and overall well-being. Ditch the guilt trip, embrace those breaks, and show your brain some love. You got this. Now, go out there and crush those deadlines while taking care of yourselves. Don't forget to DM me with your self-care tips, tag this episode on your TikTok, or even stitch it with your own thoughts. And if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and share the love. Let's make self-care a viral trend, one podcast at a time.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.